Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
That's what it's called, The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. And glad to have you here today. We'll tell you more about Joe Philpott, our very special guest president and CEO of the TAB. But first, I want to tell you The Advertising Show is sponsored by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com and by Captivate Network. Visit them at captivate.com. The Advertising Show, a Big Radio Midgets production. As I said, we've got Joe on out of New York this weekend. And here in just a couple of minutes here, it's Shanine Abbas, our activist for excellence. Last week we did part one of this series. It's courting online influencers. And so we're going to have that here momentarily for you as well. Gene Bliss, the customer experience, talks about a bicycle company that breaks the rules. You ever go to Walmart, Brad, or some of those other bargain-type stores?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay, and what they do is they'll watch you walk away from the register, whether it be Sam's or Walmart or many other companies for that matter, and they will, of course, check your register receipt to make sure that you haven't stolen anything on the way out. That always infuriates me. It's like, excuse me, you know, or preferably bite me.
I like to keep circling the store in and out until the greeter recognizes that I'm the same person. Because they're kind of old, usually, and they don't really, you know, just to kind of get some eye contact going and hi, how are you?
Well, Zane's cycle is a little bit different than that, and they get it. And in spite of the fact that Walmart is a mega business, you know, as far as consumers, commodities, and such, they ought to learn something from Zane's. So, if you're with Walmart or Sam's, listen to the doggone thing that we've got coming up later here at the Advertising Show. Joe Philpott, out of New York, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement, TAB. Joined TAB for Media Measurement, Inc. as President and CEO in 2002. TAB has been the auditor of out-of-home advertising industry since 1933. Amazing. He has been a driving force behind the industry's transition to eyes-on audience measurement, making OOH the first medium to report seeing an advertising message. So there's a lot of good stuff here. Plus, he's hung around a few great schools in a few nice places here in the United States as well. So that's Joe. What do you have there, Brad?
You know, when people say, Ray, how's the weather? You think, okay, we're going to have to go through this. But apparently, when it comes to the type of applications iPhone owners use most, ones for checking the weather, trump games, music, news, and everything else, according to an upcoming report on smartphone usage by online marketing research firm Complete, 39%, Ray, of iPhone users, and of course myself and a touch iPod touch user,
right,
cited weather-related apps as one of the three kinds of applications they use most frequently. I thought that if you're on an iPhone, you step outside, check the weather. I mean, you don't really need a phone for that, do you?
Well, apparently we have a strong fascination with that, and I understand what you're saying, yeah, but that's quite interesting. And ironically, I'll do the same doggone thing. Gee, I wonder what the weather's going to do. Let me get this little moving map so I can see exactly where the thunderstorms are.
True.
A concept. That's funny you should mention that. How funny. And how's your phone working, by the way, Brad?
It works great. I'm a big fan. But because it works on wireless as opposed to the iPhones, the iPod Touch works on wireless. It's a bit frustrating because occasionally my wireless, is not 100% as anyone's is, and you get a little click or whatever, and sure, I got to reboot to be able to listen to whatever it is I'm listening to that requires a wireless connection. So, but for the most part, if I'm not using that, using apps that come through the system without the wireless need, I love it.
Cool.
I'm a big fan.
Cool.
Yeah.
The iPhone, as well, has been suffering some problems as related to sweat or humidity. And the way that they're solving that problem is they're saying, well, we really can't fix it. But if you'd like to buy a new and improved phone for only $199, you can do that. That's a big
mistake. Perspiration, exactly. Antiperspirant.
Something like that. It should come with some, I guess, huh? Shouldn't it? Shamin Abbas is here on the Advertising Show. Let's listen.
And now it's time for Activist for Excellence. PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
Last week I spoke about defining your online influencers. Now here are some guidelines to initiating contact with those influencers. Make your initial contact meaningful and positive. Even if you don't find you agree with what the writer has said in the past, find something you do like and post a comment on the blog to state why you liked it. If you have your own blog, contact the influencer and ask him or her to add you to the site's blog role. Bloggers love comments and links. Show your respect by acknowledging their value. Ask the person's advice. Asking someone for his or her opinion and showing that you take that opinion seriously is the fastest way to make a friend online. You may not do what that person suggests, but it does mean showing that you understood the advice. Take the conversation offline. Use email or phone to ask permission to add them to your press list or invite him or her to an insider event. Offer a discount, a free sample, a trial offer, or just a link from your blog to theirs. Follow through. Don't just contact them when you have something to promote. That's not a relationship, that's a transaction. Comment often enough to show that you are engaged. Subscribe to their RSS feed. Keep track of what they're saying. Give them the same privileges and access that you would give the media. Make them an everyday part of your press communications and grant the same access to interviews, news, events that you would offer to the mainstream media. But do remember that once you start treating influencers like journalists, there's no going back. So make sure you've assessed there's value to be had. We've had tremendous success with cosmetic and skincare clients by viewing the hundreds of top beauty bloggers like their peers of Allure or Vogue.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
Always good stuff from Shamin Abbas with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth on the Advertising Show. Joe Philport out of New York. Joe brings the TAB extensive experience in media and marketing research industries. Held positions in at Nielsen, Arbitron, Competitive Media Reporting, and AGB Television Research. He's a numbers kind of a guy. A good numbers kind of a guy, too. And he's also been the recipient of the Advertising Research Foundation's 2009 Great Mind Award for Innovation in Research. And boy, doesn't this industry need something like that? Well, we're glad to have Joe on the show, and we'll talk more about that and learn all about what he does and more about the TAB as well. Advertising Show is being powered by Schiphol.com. It's S-C-H-I-P-U-L.com. And the platform is Tendency, that is a killer marketing platform. It really works, folks. Check it out at Schiphol.com with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth and a very special guest, Joe Philport. Coming up next. Stay with us.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth.
You love Devilman gum. Double good, double gum.
Welcome back. As promised on The Advertising Show, it is our very special guest, Joe Philport, President and CEO of the TAB. Joe, it's great to have you here. Welcome to The Advertising Show.
Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, Joe, we're honored to have you, and we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the new rating system as we go through the interview. But for now, give us a high-level view of what the Eyes On audience measurement system is and how it came about.
Well, the major difference between Eyes On and any other rating system for any other medium is that we are only measuring people who are noticing the advertising on a billboard or transit shelter, not merely measuring the number of people passing the board. It came about because our members, media companies, advertising agencies, and advertisers, were dissatisfied with numbers that were too big and very difficult to use. They wanted more refined measurement, and they wanted to know precisely how many people are looking at the ads in a billboard campaign or a campaign for other out-of-home media.
Yeah, I understand with the development of the new Eyes On rating system, one of your primary objectives, although you had many, but one of your primary objectives was to solve an ongoing challenge many so-called non-believers of out-of-home have about the medium. Explain this, Joe.
Well, there are really, I think, two types of advertisers relative to out-of-home. There are advertisers like Anheuser-Busch, and others who understand the value of out-of-home and have used it for years without really numbers to back up what was being delivered. But more and more other advertisers, particularly packaged goods advertisers, have not used the medium because they couldn't put the medium in their budget and planning processes without numbers to back up audience delivery. Why we got to Eyes On was the desire to bring in more advertisers, many of whom need numbers to back up their rationale for supporting the medium.
Yeah, a challenge, I guess, among, you know, all media for that matter, and trying to identify the effectiveness of brand advertising. And it's interesting that outdoor becomes the first medium to actually be able to monitor and show data on consumers actually not just noting but seeing the ad. I find that just, you know, very interesting that that you guys would be the first to jump out on that.
Well, I think we have two reasons. The first is that out-of-home did not have a huge legacy rating system that had to be replaced. In out-of-home, there was no Nielsen or Arbitron. That has been valued currency for television and radio for many years. But additionally, what makes our task a little bit easier in out-of-home, for most of out-of-home, there is no editorial content. The advertising is the message. So when you have your eyes on out-of-home, you have your eyes on the advertising, whereas in other media, you may have your eyes on the TV screen, but you're probably watching the program, not the commercial in the commercial pod.
Yeah, that's a good point. A few weeks ago, you guys launched Eyes On, June 1st, as I understand it. And for the first year, the system is in place. You guys aren't planning on using it, as I understand it, for buying and selling, but more as an opportunity for advertisers and agencies and media companies to get acquainted and familiarize themselves with the data and the rating system, et cetera. The second release is actually planned for 2010. Can you really control the possibility that some may not try to use this anyway? I mean, this is such an advancement for the out-of-home industry.
We can suggest, but we can't control. I think you're correct that some advertisers, and we've had some of our major advertiser clients, requesting data very early, wanting to put it into their planning systems, and I hope they do. But the reason we wanted to have a gradual process is there's a lot to learn about out-of-home based on these numbers. And I think an orderly transition where both buyers and sellers learn new value propositions based on the types of audiences being delivered and where they're being delivered, which is another component of Eyes On, the geography or the market delivery, takes some time. So that's why what we're recommending is an educational stage first before rate cards are changed or planning systems are built. But I hope some will rush to the to use very quickly, because that's where learning begins.
Yeah. And we're going to hold till next segment explaining exactly how this new system works. But until then, I find it fascinating that you guys approach this differently than your quote-unquote competitors of other media. For example, radio has had such a struggle with the with their introduction of their new rating system through Arbitron. I know Nielsen, again, trying to move away from their legacy system for ratings and introducing a new system. Why do you think they struggled, but yet you guys look like you've got a clear path ahead of you?
Well, there's one major difference. Out of home delivers huge audiences, and that has always been a problem for out of home, because we've always been a below the line medium when it gets to media planning. In other words, media plans were set across all media except out of home, and then out of home was then considered. What we're doing is calibrating huge numbers that were unusable to more meaningful numbers. Even with eyes on adjustments, there are billboards in New York and other major markets that are delivering a 250,000 impressions of audience each week. And those are eyes on audiences. Those are huge numbers compared to other media that are getting more and more fragmented and ratings getting smaller and smaller. So we're fortunate to have size on our side.
On the Advertising Show, Ray Schillings, Brad Forsythe, and Joe Philport is our special guest, president and CEO of the TAB, the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurements here. And there's more to come. Stay with us.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days. There seems to be a Dr.
Talking about eyes on audience measurement and a whole lot more. It's our special guest out of New York this weekend, Joe Philport. Is president and CEO of the TAB. Joe, good to have you here. Welcome back.
Yeah, most of our audience is familiar with the DEC counts used for so many years in out-of-home. Describe, Joe, if you would, how the eyes-on rating system works and the mechanics of how you guys combine data from a variety of sources to provide more accurate ratings.
One of the reasons that this research has won an award by the Advertising Research Foundation is that the issues of measuring eyes out of home are really complex. We have a medium that is dispersed geographically throughout the country. We have hundreds of thousands of out of home units. So large surveys are not up to measuring ratings for out of home. So here's what we do. First, we begin with traffic counts from departments of transportation around the country. That's the source of the old DECs, or circulation of people passing billboards. Huge numbers. Secondly, we do a visibility study that examines the people who notice an advertising on a board of a specific size, type, and location, which we use to adjust circulation to an eyes-on measurement. So we were now taking gross circulation, applying a percentage of people who are likely to notice the board to come up with a reporting of the people who see it. But now we're talking about persons 18+. So we go to the census, which has great information about travel. 1 out of 10 Americans report where you live, where you work, how you travel. in their surveys throughout the country. We combine that with an additional 50,000 surveys that we did, and that allows us to report the demographics of the audience. So we have a with that component, millions of trips taken from one neighborhood to another, and those trips identify people not only in terms of the trip path they take, but who they are with respect to the demographics that advertisers want: age, sex, income, and race, ethnicity.
Hmm. And your visibility studies, you're launching this, or you have launched this in 200 markets, so you've done a study for each particular market?
We have done a study that can be projected in each market. We sampled a number of markets with regard to the visibility study, but we're really not looking for visibility at individual markets. We're looking at road types like interstates and highways and surface streets, formats like bulletin boards, transit shelters, the size of those and their locations. And we did the visibility study in approximately a half dozen markets, and we're able to model those findings into all 200.
So overlaying that data, if a freeway turns at a particular way and the board is a particular height, you know that a certain number of people, whether they're in Cincinnati or, you know, New York, are going to see that board at a particular level based on that study, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned something during your evaluation, or how you get those ratings down to understanding exactly who you're talking about that's seeing the particular board. And although there are many, one of the more interesting benefits, as I understood it, of the EyesOn system is its ability to identify the more highly desirable, upper-income, higher-educated consumer who has always been, I guess, traditionally exposed to out-of-home advertising, but have often gone unaccounted for, I guess, in the past. Explain how that works, Joe.
Well, when you think about the nature of travel in America, it's rather basic. People who travel frequently tend to skew male, and also tend to skew upper income. So when you look at out-of-home as a mass medium, that's the type of targeting patterns that you see. It doesn't mean that we don't deliver women or that we don't deliver all income segments, but the natural tendency for an average campaign is to skew toward males and upper income, because your gender and your income has to do with the amount that you travel. However, what we also find that within neighborhoods and formats, you can also target by such things as race, ethnicity. If you want to reach African Americans, if you want to reach Hispanics, you can use the medium very effectively to target into those segments of the population.
Huge, huge advantage that wasn't there before the EyesOn system, and I think a lot of people, you tell me, Joe, but I think a lot of people made assumptions when buying outdoor about geography and where those particular boards were located, and that doesn't always hold true in terms of exposure.
Absolutely. You could have two units of out-of-home, a billboard and an A-sheet, literally within 100 yards of each other, but one could be on an interstate and another could be within the adjacent neighborhood. And they could have very different audiences, because the interstate audience is going to be based on people driving through the neighborhood, while the A-sheet in the neighborhood is going to be based on the people who live in the neighborhood.
On the Advertising Show, Joe Philport is our guest, President and CEO of the Traffic Audit Bureau for Media Measurement, the TAB. And back with more with Ray and Brad in just a minute.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Here are some most happy fellas, the four lads for Ford.
Standing on the corner,
it's all about eyes on audience measurements, out-of-home advertising industry, and our special guest out of New York is Joe Philport, President and CEO of the TAB, as we continue our conversation. Welcome back, Joe.
Yeah, this has got to be an exciting time to be in the outdoor industry, Ray. This is industry-changing time with the new eyes on, and what a wonderful system to monitor as we go forward. What do advertisers, Joe, and out-of-home media companies expect to derive from, obviously, a much improved radio rating systems?
I think the key word is confidence. The confidence in knowing what campaigns deliver. From the media perspective, what out-of-home offers is the opportunity to bring more advertisers into the medium, and have advertisers who are only buying a limited number of markets, expanding the number of markets the way that they expand spot TV markets. From an advertiser standpoint, what out-of-home promises, what Eyes-On promises and delivers is the ability to put out-of-home effectively in the media mix and to better understand how out-of-home works in tandem with other local media.
Has the TAB made any calculations on what impact Eyes on Ratings might have on fueling ad revenue for the out-of-home industry over, the next 5-10 years?
Investors have looked at the out-of-home industry and the impact of Eyes on, and they think it can offer. Almost a doubling in out-of-home revenues from about the $7 billion we're at today to $14 billion in about 5 years. Now, that's a combination of several things, not just the measurement system, but the out-of-home industry expanding other areas of their infrastructure, like, for example, going digital.
So I guess combining DEC count with visibility studies, creative all of a sudden plays a much more important role with the Eyes on Ratings system.
Well, I think the role of creative is extremely important because great creative can increase the Eyes on audience by 15 and 20% because great creative draws you into the ad because it's ability for your ability to notice it. And on top of that, great creative leads to, obviously, engagement in the advertising, which is what all advertisers want.
So how quick will they be able to get feedback? In other words, you know, we all talk about the Internet and how quick you can determine whether something's working or not. Can advertisers and their agencies and marketers, et cetera, will they be able to know when they've got a message that's truly working and others that may be falling flat?
I think part of that really should be in pre-testing of copy. You know, very few media really have creative testing of before it goes on the air or is up on a billboard. But I think it really warrants in today's world where there is so much competition for eyeballs and ears of audiences. I think it really makes sense to test creative and do that before the campaign goes up.
Joe, this is a great product here. Thank you so much for bringing it to the forefront and all the great stuff you've done along the way as well. We need eyesonratings.com. That's a website we want you to go to check out. And again, Joe, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you here on the Advertising Show.
Be with you.
With Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Want more? We've got more here in just a moment. Stay with us.
there is somewhere better to get inspired, creative ideas. This is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details, while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a new corporate identity ASAP and on a tight budget, they got the impossible. 170 creative solutions to the client in just 24 hours, from brief to deadline. OpenAd.net, busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put it to the test. Just go to OpenAd.net and give us a try. Hey, what have you got to lose? The future starts here.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
Fruit juicy. Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
You taste 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. Hawaiian punch is made with...
So, thanks again to Joe Philport, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Traffic Auto Bureau, the TAB. Next week, it is Alex Ben Block, Editor-at-Large at The Hollywood Reporter. Always good stuff with when we get Alex on the show here as well, with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth. So basically, here's an interesting thing. And we've had this person on before. I call it Rasmussen, but a lot of people call it Rasmussen. A Rasmussen survey asked asked 400 radio industry professionals. There's the problem right there. About the Radio Heard Here marketing campaign, an overwhelming 93% said the most important aspect is to communicate the medium's unmatched reach to its listeners. And they said basically what they're saying, it was a success. I never heard any of the spots.
No, me either.
So, and the fact that you're asking radio industry professionals about this is like, well, yeah, okay, yeah, you're going to be tuned into this stuff. Obviously, you're going to think, you know, I got something about radio. It just absolutely kills me, in terms of generating business. There are still a lot of these stations out there that don't know how to sell radio. They don't understand the logistics. They don't understand how to sell radio in today's, framework. And I'm talking about all other aspects of media in terms of new media and such. You know, of course, there are a lot of people out there that are pretty good at selling radio, but there are a lot of people out there that are not good at selling radio. So this industry really owes itself an explanation and a little bit of education. We got to fix some things here, because if we don't, things are not going to work out the way we'd like them to work out. What do you think about that, Brad?
Well, I agree with everything you've said, Ray. And by the way, our audience needs to realize that's coming from you that has spent a life, a career in radio. It's not somebody that just has an opinion. That was your career for many, many years before you left to become a recording studio owner and producer, et cetera. So, I'm an ad agency guy that had some radio background prior to advertising, but, you know, You nailed it, Ray. It's such an entrenched industry, and they tend to be very myopic in their view of their own industry. Instead of thinking in terms of reaching out to advertisers and agencies and asking them what do they think if their campaign was successful, they interview their own industry. And what would you expect to get there? So it seems a bit silly to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Gene Bliss has a new set of features going here on the Advertising Show. This one is about a cycle company, bicycles, that is totally non-traditional. You got to listen to this. This is pretty cool.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
Zane Cycle of Connecticut is one of the three largest bike shops in the United States. They sell $13 million each year in bicycles and bike supplies with a relationship grounded in customer trust. For example, on any day, you might see a $6,000 bike go out the door for a test drive without anyone at Zane's asking to collect your identification or any type of collateral. Do you want my license, is often asked. The response is always, nope, just have a good ride. Of the 4,000 bikes they sell each year, only about 5 are stolen from test drives at Zane's. For them, it's just not worth the whole attitude of the company changing because of the attitudes of 5 dishonest people. Zane's believes customers are good, and that attitude frees Zane's to grow. They have achieved an average annual growth rate of 23% since opening in 1981. Why not take a page from Zane's and take a hard look at your policies? Can you change or eliminate anything that exists to protect you from your customers?
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights from major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to customerbliss.com.
Thank you, Gene Bliss. That, by the way, is a part of a brand new book that Gene is coming out with as well. We'll tell you more about that as we learn more. Film at 11 here at the advertising show. But the fact that Zane Cycles lets folks test drive their cycles, no credit card swipe, no driver's license left, go ahead, take it for a spin. Have a nice day. And maybe when you get back, you'll plop down $6,000 on one of our bicycles. And you know what? People are going to do that because Zane's figured out that you got to kind of trust people a little bit. At least if you want that particular clientele in your store. What a concept.
Hey, you know, Ray, we're working on getting Chris Anderson, the author of Free, a new book. He was also the author of The Long Tail, as many may know. He's also editor-at-large of Wired Magazine. We're working on getting Chris back on the show.
That's cool.
He'd been on the show before with The Long Tail. And a great, great guest. And the book Free lines up with what you're talking about. Is apparently a hot commodity out there. It's really creating some buzz, and you're going to hear more about that as it comes to market.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing that as well. A lot of good things going on with people who appear on the show, if you know what I'm saying. Big things happen. Look, we had the GSD&M guy on, and several weeks later they get the global account for BMW. I mean, you know, there has to be a connection here. So I guess if you'd like to aspire in life and really get ahead, it would be wise of you to book a spot here on the advertising show, I think. I don't know. What do you think? You got something there?
Well, you know, I don't have time to do the 5 worst and 5 best ad songs of all time, which we'll hold until next week. I think I would only want to say that for all of our listeners that are maybe joining us for the first time, iTunes is a great place to pick up our show. We now have a link at theadvertisingshow.com to go directly to our homepage on iTunes. Log in, write a review of our program if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear.
Good or bad, you know?
Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever you think. We'd like to think that it's good, but if you want to send Ray or I an email, then Brad@theadvertisingshow.com or Ray@theadvertisingshow.com.
We've even made it to spell our names correctly, you know?
Yeah, can you imagine?
R-A-Y or B-R-A-D. So there's really no reason not to talk to us here at the advertising show. Hope you enjoyed the show. By the way, next week it is, as we said, Alex Ben Block, editor-at-large, the Hollywood Reporter, and always good to chat with Alex as well. Loved the stuff that Joe presented today as well. That was kind of cool. Eyes on audience measurement. What a way to quantify what you do on out-of-home marketing. It's kind of a necessity, isn't it, Brad?
You know, I wanted to mention, Ray, before I forget, just as a follow-up to the interview, as you mentioned, eyesonratings.com, they have a tutorial there or a little, I don't know, it's both a Q&A, but it also takes you in greater depth about how that system works. So if you're interested in checking that out, just go to eyesonratings.com. That's with an S, eyes on ratings. Did I say eyes?
You said eyesonrating.com. It is eyesonratings.
Yeah. And go there and you'll see where I think they call it the university, the TAB University or whatever. But you'll see that information and it's great stuff.
Advertising show being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit them online at edage.com. And by Captivate Network, visit them at Captivate.com. Thanks for joining us today. Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production.